Hey everyone, Olivia Allen Price here. This is the Bay Curious podcast, where we explore the Bay Area one question at a time. And those questions, don't forget, they come from you. To get this week's question, reporter Susie Racho found herself on a walk in the peninsula city of Belmont.
Where are we right now?
So we are on top of a hill in Belmont, kind of looking, I guess, southeast, just off of Cipriani.
Cipriani Boulevard is just a block from Ben Hilmer's home. He and his wife moved here from the Midwest about 3 years ago. Today, he's showing me a fire hydrant. This one definitely has some personality.
This has a character painted on it. Blue eyes, red hat, and then patriotic outfits. So red and white striped pants, some type of blue shirt or jacket.
It's cute, with nozzles for arms and a little painted mouth permanently formed into an oval. It looks like he's exhaling or oohing at a nearby bird. But the faded paint also makes it slightly creepy. After he spotted this one, he noticed a couple more in his neighborhood and a few on Belmont's main drag, Ralston Avenue. Which brings us to this week's question.
I want to know who painted the fire hydrants and when they're painted.
Our question asker Ben and I head to Belmont's History Room to meet this guy.
My name is Denny Lawhern. I lived in Belmont 50 plus years. I am the Belmont historian.
To answer Ben's question, we need to go back 44 years to the mid-70s, when Americans were starting to prepare to celebrate the nation's 200th birthday.
Happy birthday, Uncle Sam!
ABC News goes to the Great American Birthday Party.
In the build-up to 1976, cities all over the U.S. got into the patriotic spirit. Communities hosted fireworks, parades, and historical reenactments. And there was lots of red, white, and blue everything, everywhere. Including Belmont, which in addition to marking the country's bicentennial, was also celebrating its 50th anniversary of cityhood.
You submitted an application with what you wanted to paint, and I think it was $25, and you got your approval, and you got your paint, got everything.
We had all the paint in my garage.
That's Judy King. Back in the 70s, she was a volunteer.
When you decided what colors you needed, you came to my house and I gave you little baby food jars full of 3 colors or 20 colors or however many you needed.
This is a master catalog of all, most of the hydrants we painted in 1970. We started
in three big photo albums, we flipped through page after page of hydrants. In addition to historical figures, residents covered hydrants with flowers, the Golden Gate Bridge, and dogs. But I spy a few designs that definitely wouldn't get the okay today, including a Chinese man in a coolie hat with a Fu Manchu mustache, and a Native American character called Chief Running Water. But Denny says, for the most part, the designs focused on the patriotic.
I did a Betsy Ross, and there's probably 4 or 5 Betsy Rosses around town, but each one was a little bit different.
Okay. Belmont wasn't the only city on the peninsula to paint patriotic hydrants. Palo Alto and Brisbane did it too, along with others all over the U.S., as a way to bring together communities in celebration of America's birthday. KQED even took notice on its TV show, Artbeat.
In Belmont, local businessmen and other citizens are painting fire hydrants, commemorating famous events or characters in our heritage.
As we're flipping through the archives, Ben comes across a yellowed newspaper clipping. It turns out the hydrant idea came from his home state of Indiana.
Mr. Gutierrez envisioned Belmont all dressed up for the bicentennial, and being a man of his action, immediately started correspondence with South Bend, Indiana, who started Paint a Plug for America.
So how cool is that?
Yeah, amazing.
Maybe that's why you felt the connection.
I think it might be, yeah. It was a little bit of a Midwestern flair here in gorgeous California.
Over the years, due to age or damage, the army of painted hydrants has shrunk. They were almost wiped out completely in the 90s when the 1991 Oakland Hills fire changed state law. All fire hydrants had to be uniform colors to identify water capacity. But Belmont's so-called happy hydrants were saved thanks to a bill signed in 1998. It allowed for color-coded reflector buttons and curb markings near the decorated hydrants for ID, instead of covering over their dapper duds. Today, Denny thinks there are only about 50 of over 300 original painted hydrants left, and most are in rough shape. So why aren't these being restored?
Well, a lot of the people in the community, a lot of these were painted in front of people's houses. Families have moved away. There's been a few independence paintings after the 76 celebration.
But nothing official. He hopes they can get enough interest to repaint them for Belmont's 100th anniversary in 2026.
That was reporter Susie Racho. Thank you, Ben Hilmer, for asking this week's question. If you've got a question that's been on your mind, you know what to do. Head over to baycurious.org and ask away. And while you're there, sign up for our monthly newsletter, too.
Bay Curious is made in San Francisco at KQED. And rocks.